Today, if your Bible is turned to the first chapter of the book of Psalms, title tonight is Trust His Word. Trust His Word. Scofield writes, the simplest description of the five books of Psalms is that they were the inspired prayer and praise book of Israel. Unquote. The truth revealed is wrought of the emotions, desires, and suffering of the people of God by the circumstances through which they pass. Now, sometimes we have the idea that since we're children of the Lord, that there shall be no hardships or anything go wrong in our lives. Is that true? Things go wrong simply because things go wrong. Bad things happen to good people. Lawrence O. Richard writes, quote, every book of the Bible deepens our understanding of our relationship with God. But the Psalms uniquely enriches our experience of that relationship. This book containing 150 lyric poems has shaped the liturgy of every Christian tradition and become an integral part of public worship. It has also shaped the prayer and worship of the saints of every age. Individual believers have turned to the Psalms for comfort and for inspiration and have found in them models for personal praise and prayer. Every human emotion has its echo in the book of Psalms. And the wonderful message of Psalms is that God cares not only about the external circumstances of our lives, but about our every reaction to life's varied experiences. Unquote. The book of Psalms, chapter 1. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sin, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. He shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. The ungodly are not so, but they are like the chaff which the wind driveth away. Therefore the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knoweth the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish. Shall we pray? Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for your love and mercy, your forgiveness, for the salvation that we have through Jesus Christ. Lord, bless this time together in your holy word. And Lord, be with those that are here tonight or watching online. Lord, those who have issues and concerns, Lord, give peace of mind and direction. And we ask this in Jesus' name and with thanksgiving. Amen. Psalm 1 tells us that a righteous person rejects the lifestyle of the wicked to find delight in God's law, a choice that yields stability and prosperity. Number one, his love endures forever. The book of Psalm 107, if you would please, 107. Psalm 107, we'll begin at verse 1. His love endures forever. You know, how many times have we heard someone say at a wedding that they will love till death do us part, only to find out a year later, 5 years later, that that love somehow has ended? Isn't it good to know that the love of Jesus, the love of our Heavenly Father, will not end sometime in the future, but that he will love us through all eternity? Psalm 107, beginning at verse 1. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord. Do you think it's good to give thanks unto our Heavenly Father? Yes. Do you think it's something we ought to do daily?
Yes.
remembering what he has done for us. Notice, oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is what?
Good.
For his mercy endureth forever. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so, whom he hath redeemed from the hand of the enemy, and gathered them out of the lands from the east and from the west, from the north and from the south. If you would, verse 8. Oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men. How does verse 8 end? With an explanation point. You know, there aren't a lot of explanation points in the Bible, but we find one here. Oh, that man would praise the Lord. What has happened in our society is we have forgotten to praise the Lord. Well, we find it too cumbersome, or we're too busy, but the fact is we need to remember to praise the Lord. Oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men. Now, point number two, we need to trust in the Lord. The book of Proverbs, chapter 3. Proverbs, chapter 3. And as we read verse 5, we know that this is many people's life verse. They like verses 5, 6, and 7 that kind of go together very well. Trust in the Lord with what?
All
thine heart. Notice, and lean not unto thine own understanding. You know, sometimes we think, well, I know how to take care of this issue. I tell you what, it's a whole lot better to give it to the Lord. You ever heard bad news and you think, well, how can I help? And then you think to yourself, there's nothing I can do. All I can do is pray and give it to the Lord. And that's the best thing to do, is give it to the Lord. Verse 6, in all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. Be not wise in thine own eyes. Fear the Lord and depart from evil. Throughout the Bible, we are encouraged to depart from that which is wrong, that we are to go in a different direction. Even as Joseph, there are times we have to flee and leave. In all thy ways, acknowledge him. Acknowledge means to endorse. It means to thank. And it also means to follow. When you acknowledge this, you do it. And we follow the Lord. Bowen writes, and please don't ask me what Bowen's first name is, because I don't know. But Bowen writes, quote, in all thy ways, sentence, in all thy ways, in thy worship, in thy study of his word, in thy conversations with his people, in thy interaction with the world, in thy business and in thy recreation, at thy meals, in thy correspondence. Now, I believe that when Bowen wrote this, he didn't have near what we have in the way of technology. Folks, we have to be careful of our technology. And in our media availability, we need to make sure we're doing right in what we send out and what we are reading. In all thy ways acknowledge him, including in thy dress. What? In all these petty matters? Yes. In all thy ways, unquote, acknowledge him. Point number three. The Lord is my rock. Psalm 18, if you would, please. Psalm 18. We'll read verses 1, 2, and 3. The Lord is my rock. Solid. Something in which you can depend. We find this thought. I will love thee, O Lord, my strength. Now, it's a silly question to ask, but do you love your Heavenly Father? Do you love your Creator God? Do you love the Lord? Notice. My strength. my strength. The Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer, my God, my strength, in whom I will trust, my buckler, and the horn of my salvation, and my high tower. I will call upon the Lord, who is worthy to be praised. So shall I be saved from my enemies. David's image of God are personal, relational, and reflect his own role as a warrior. Thus, to David, God represents his fortress or security, his shield or protection, and the horn of my salvation or the power to deliver from enemies. He is solid. Have you seen my walking stick up here? Let me get it. This is my walking stick. It's gone many miles with me. On my way to Rock River Falls with Shayla and Travis just a month or so ago, we followed a trail that leads through some very swampy land. A boardwalk has thankfully been built and laid in position. When my foot landed on the boardwalk, it slid. It was like I stepped on a banana peel on ice, and I began to go down. And I reached out with my walking stick to steady me. I mean, that's why you have it, right? But the problem was I missed the boardwalk, and it went into the swamp. It went into the swamp to about there. I went down in a heap. You know, when you're with your grandkids, you can't show pain. Because they don't want to know that you're hurt. But I was hurt. I mean, there I am, crumpled on the boardwalk. My walking stick is sticking this much out of the muck. I tell you what, there was no support in the muck. Can I say this? There's no support in today's world society. There's no support. I don't care how much money they throw at us. I don't care what they say they're going to do to help us. God is in control. And man is trying to give us peace of mind, and yet he is not. He is our rock. Verse 2, note, my rock. Your immediate thought is support. My fortress. Where do you go when the enemy is attacking? My fortress. Do you know that the Word of God is a fortress? The Word of God is there to help us through the difficult times. He is my deliverer. Do you know anybody that does the DoorDash? Yes. My daughter-in-law does DoorDash. I keep waiting for her to bring me something. It gets to be a long way to come from Brighton, right? But you know, some of you maybe have had something delivered to your house now from grocery stores or Walmart or someplace like that. And they delivered it, but our Lord delivers more than just good food or something that you've ordered. Man, I tell you what, I saw the Prime truck go down our street and drop things off at our house. And the same driver, 5 or 6 hours, was going down our street again. I tell you what, that guy's going in circles. Delivering things. But God has delivered our soul from the pits of hell. We deserve hell, but because of the salvation that we have in Jesus Christ, He has delivered us. He has protected us. He is my God. Not a curse word, but He is important. He is precious. He is our Creator. We are to love Him. He is my strength. My wife, And I'd ask you to pray for her because of her hands and her feet and other issues. But it has become my practice when I let her out of the car is to give her my arm so that I can help her out. And in some ways, I have become her strength. She has come to me with many items saying, "Would you please open this?" You know, sometimes we are in need of help, correct? He is our strength. In whom I will trust. Can I tell you this? We shouldn't trust our political parties. They may be doing what they think is best, but folks, we shouldn't trust in them. We're not to trust in our educational systems. You know, we're not to trust what's on the internet. You got to be careful what's on the internet, because a lot of times there's an agenda, and it isn't always good. Well, we cannot trust in a lot of things, but we can trust in the Lord. Notice my buckler. Now, that's not a term we use too very often. My buckler, one that shields and protects. See, a buckler was a shield, but one that is a buckler is one that shields and protects. I've told you the story that when our young son, Brian, was being pushed in a stroller, a child coming at us got out of control. And I had to step between the stroller and this kid on a bike and reach out and grab the bike so that it would not run into our son. I became Brian's protection. But God protects us as long as we are willing to be under His protection. Can we leave His protection? Absolutely. And do you remember the parable of the 100 sheep and one went astray? The one left. It left the protection of the shepherds. He is the horn of my salvation, my high tower. Our Lord is our rock. But only to those who trust in Him. Only to those that believe. Number four, I know the plans I have for you. The book of Jeremiah, chapter 29, if you would, please. Jeremiah 29. Jeremiah. These are undoubtedly among the most comforting verses of Scripture. We'll begin reading verse 10. "For thus saith the Lord, that after 70 years be accomplished in Babylon, I will visit you and perform my good word toward you in causing you to return to this place." The children of Israel had been taken into captivity first to Assyria. Then Judah and Benjamin were taken into captivity to Babylon. And they were in Babylon for 70 years. They were told it was going to be 70 years. In fact, some would live their whole life in captivity in Babylon. For others, they could see the day coming in which the captivity would end. Verse 11. "For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, saith the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. Then shall ye call upon me, and ye shall go and pray unto me, and I will hearken unto you. And ye shall seek me and find me, when ye shall search for me with all your heart. And I will be found of you, saith the Lord, and I will turn away your captivity, and I will gather you from all the nations, from all the places whither I have driven you, saith the Lord, and I will bring you again into the place whence I caused you to be carried away captive." The exiles in Babylon are to settle down and wait. For God knew the plans He had for them. plans to give them a hope and a future. In the Old Testament, hope invites you to look ahead in confident expectations. Do you ever look forward to something? When I was talking to Lori today, somehow we got on the subject of vacation, and they're going away for a few days. And, you know, you hope to go away. Maybe you hope to purchase an item. Maybe you hope to do something in your yard. You know, we have hope. Well, in the Old Testament, hope invites you to look ahead in confident expectation. But waiting can be hard, right? It can be hard. But the Lord told Isaiah, "But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. And they shall walk and not faint." Isaiah 40, verse 31. The Lord is saying, "I know your future." Can I say this? If you know the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior, I know your future. It doesn't end here on planet Earth. There's a great place awaiting for those who know Christ as your Savior. Jesus said, "I've gone to prepare a place for you. And if I've gone away, I will what? Come again. Take you to myself." Isn't that a great thought? In conclusion, Romans chapter 8, verse 28. Probably the majority of us could quote this verse or paraphrase it very closely. "I know the plans I have for you. I know what's coming down the road." Aren't you glad you don't know what's going to happen in 5 years? Or 5 months? Or 5 days, maybe? Sometimes even 5 hours. Of course, for most of us, we'll be in bed. But Romans 8:28, "And we know." There's a lot of things we know, correct? I mean, we know to pass the can of peas at the grocery store. They are put there just to fill space. Okay. Well, we know that marshmallows are not a necessary food item. Anybody agree with me?
They are for s'mores.
For s'mores.
Right.
Can I give you my personal opinion about s'mores? It is wasted chocolate. Yes. But you know, there are things we know. And we know that all things work together for good. Now, the Bible verse does not end with that thought, does it? It doesn't say that all things work together for good. Folks, there are a lot of things that are bad. We know that. Notice, to them that love God. In other words, there are a lot of things that happen to people who don't love God that they're going to rule the day that it happened. But Paul, under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, says, "And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God." Notice, to them who are the called, what? According to His purpose. God has a purpose for our lives. He knows your future. He knows what He wants from each and every one of us. And when we are in His will, things will work together that we really wonder how it can happen. But He says, who are the called according to His purpose. I'm glad we can trust in the Word of God. I'm glad it's not just a book that we read at church, but it is the living Word of God. That it has been inspired by God Himself. And can I tell you this? That God's Word means more than His name. His name is marvelous, but His word is more important to Him because His word is precious. Your name ought to mean something, right? But your word should mean even more. We can trust in the Lord. Shall we close in prayer? Dear Heavenly Father, thank You for this evening's opportunity to sing the songs of praise. Lord, to watch the creation videos that we saw. Lord, now as we look into Your word, thank You, Lord, for what You provided. Lord, be with each and every one that is here today. Protect them as they travel home. Lord, bring us safely again this coming Sunday to the house of God. And we ask this in Jesus' name, and again with thanksgiving. Amen.